Chapter 1 Lovelorn. At night, the city lights were on. Inside the bar, the music was stunning. Countless people indulged in such a dynamic rhythm as they danced crazily and vented their enthusiasm wantonly. However, all of this had nothing to do with Veronica Parker. At the moment, Veronica Parker was lying on the bar, and glass after glass of alcohol were pouring down her throat like plain water. Holding the glass in both hands, she saw a mark on the ring finger of her left hand and suddenly felt pain in her heart. "Veronica Parker, you are a big fool. Is there anyone more stupid than you in the world?" she said to herself. Veronica Parker never thought that her boyfriend, who she had been in love for many years, would betray her. She felt sick at the thought of seeing him and his woman together in bed. She looked up and drank, "I want another drink." "Miss, you've drunk a lot already." The bartender counted the empty glasses beside her and gave a kind reminder. Veronica Parker took out a thick stack of banknotes and threw them on the bartender. "What? Are you afraid that I won't pay once I get too drunk?" Shaking his head helplessly, the bartender took a new bottle on the wine cabinet and pushed it to her. "Miss, I advise you, it's best not to get too drunk." With that, he looked behind her. There were countless men staring at her with lewd eyes. "But so what?" "Miss, it is so boring to drink alone. Would you like me to accompany you?" Finally, a man couldn't help coming up after watching Veronica Parker for a long time. His eyes swept across her chest and thighs, full of naked lust. "Get out," she didn't want to give face to anyone tonight. People should not mess with her unless they wanted trouble. However, the man was not frightened off by Veronica Parker's bad tone. He put his hand around her waist and said, "Miss, I like your attitude very much. It is better to." The scream stirred up a small commotion in the noisy background. Many people paused and looked curiously to see what all the fuss was about. Veronica Parker stared. "What are you looking at? You've never seen a beautiful woman clean up a pervert." "Why am I the only one betrayed? I'm going to sleep with someone tonight," she said to herself. "But it's not the man in front of me." Veronica Parker twisted the creepy man's arm and gave him a kick in the ass. After that, she turned back to drink the wine on the bar, grabbed her bag, and was ready to leave. "Even if I want to get laid, I must find a man who likes me." Maybe it was because of alcohol. Veronica Parker just walked a few steps when suddenly she staggered and bumped into a man's arms. A slightly cool mint aroma permeated the air. Looking up in a trance, she looked at the handsome and indifferent face, with rigid lines and sharp, indifferent eyes, as if the corners of his lips would never rise into a cold arc. The corners of his lips bent proudly, and his eyes narrowed into a crescent moon. Veronica Parker grabbed the clothes on his chest, smiled, and said, "How about sleeping with me tonight?" "Are you sure?" The low and charming voice was particularly beautiful. Veronica Parker tilted her head and said provocatively, "Why, don't you dare?" She had blurred eyes, soft voice, ambiguous tone, and red cheeks. Very attractive. The man smiled and bent over. Then, Veronica Parker's feet suddenly rose into the air. Panicked, she let out a short scream. She subconsciously clung to the man's shirt and him directly. The hot kiss made the dryness and heat in Veronica Parker's body surge. It was a little difficult to control, as if constantly tearing their own clothes. In the depths of her body, there was a deep desire, like a black hole. She wanted to be filled with something. "Woman, do you want me to do it here?" The voice of a man was a mess. "Then find a place. Tonight, I want your passionate love." The man sneered and walked directly into the elevator, with Veronica Parker in his arms. After entering the elevator, the man put Veronica Parker down. But suddenly, he bumped against the wall, leaned over, and kissed her everywhere. It was a presumptuous kiss, not gentle, but like a wild wolf plundering their own food. This close contact frightened her, but the dryness and heat in her body calmed down. Then, she stood on tiptoe and began to cater to her desire. She didn't know which floor the elevator went to, and the man's kiss pulled away. Veronica Parker was slightly dissatisfied, but she couldn't say any more as he pulled her directly into a room. She put down all her reserve, quickly pulled off her clothes, and said with charming eyes, "Come on, love me ruthlessly." The man's blood became restless all over his body. He couldn't help but push Veronica Parker to the bed and press her hard.